We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Dono and Solana in for Hawk and Crowder today. We're going to go out to the guest line, the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood. It's on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. I'm really looking forward to chatting with this man. He is the only ESPN reporter inside the Orlando bubble for the MLS Is Back tournament. Of course, you know him and you love him from his days in South Florida, doing big things now at ESPN. Stefano Fusaro joins us. Stefano, how you doing, my friend?
Doing well, man. Thanks for having me on. Good to talk to you guys.
It's our pleasure, man. And there's a lot going on. I mean, can you give me the latest, Stefano, on, you know, the COVID-19 concerns there? As I see a lot of positive tests for FC Dallas and the Columbus Crew quarantined. What's the latest, and is there any concern about this thing maybe not starting as scheduled?
Well, as of now, the MLS has no plans to cancel this tournament. They are moving forward. We have confirmed this morning through reporting myself and my colleague Jeff Carlisle. We confirmed that Columbus Crew had a positive test yesterday. And since then, they have had done additional testing to everyone on that entire traveling team for Columbus. And they have quarantined themselves until those test results come back later tonight. FC Dallas, the 9 players and 1 coach that tested positive, have been taken to a complete separate wing of the hotel here in Disney World, the Swan and Dolphin Hotel, which is where the bubble is. It's only MLS officials, team, staff, media on this property. They've been moved to a complete separate side of the hotel, quarantined and isolated, and they'll continue to get tested every single day rather than the every other day that everybody in the bubble is subjected to, including myself.
Yeah, Stefano, and you're there. Like, you're going to be in the bubble for the entire MLS Is Back tournament. Do you think the MLS was either A, expecting this to happen so early on into this experiment, and B, were they prepared for this to kind of happen, you know, all the spikes in cases as soon as everybody entered the bubble?
Yeah, they definitely didn't expect it to happen so quickly. I can – just speaking to different MLS officials and PR officials as well, they did not expect it to happen this quickly. But I think that there was always an idea, and there was always, I think, a certainty that there was going to be positive tests here. Now, I do commend the MLS because they are being pretty transparent as far as releasing data of the tests that are being done here every other day via a release to the media. So I do give them credit there. Also, I'll be honest, I don't feel unsafe. Everything is marked pretty well around here as far as there is hand sanitizer. There is social distancing signs everywhere you go. Our masks do not come off while we are on the property. So I don't feel unsafe. But then again, there are a lot of concerns. I just literally maybe 5 minutes ago finished an interview with Tyler Miller of Minnesota United, and he flat out told me there's a lot of concern. We don't know what to expect. The uncertainty is what's getting to us. So there are troubled and they are worried as far as going forward, but they understand that if they follow the protocols, the idea is to stay with your team, stay with your own teammates. So if there is a positive test, they can kind of narrow it down to one team, which is what happened in the case of FC Dallas.
Good stuff here from Stefano Fusaro. He joins us from the Orlando bubble in the Disney Swan and Dolphin for the MLS Is Back tournament. On a more humorous note, Stefano, what can you tell us about those box lunches? Because we all saw that picture go viral a few days ago of the very expensive Fire Festival type of box. Because I got to think there's better places to eat at the Swan and Dolphin. What was that about?
So, and I get it, and it was hysterical. I laughed just as much as any of you did when I saw that picture go viral. The funny one little note about that, the picture that went viral was from Omar Gonzalez, who was a defender for Toronto. He wasn't even here yet when he tweeted that photo.
Oh.
So he got it from a teammate. That's number one. Number two, yes, the box lunches are not good. But we were only subjected to that menu our first day on the property when we were quarantined after our first test. After those first initial 12 hours, you have there is a plethora of options for you to be able to, for anybody here in the bubble to be able to eat. So yes, it wasn't good, but they don't have to eat that every single day. That's not what MLS is feeding their players, that pretty not good sandwich that was in that box. So yeah.
Yeah,
and by the way, it was $65.
Oh, wow. And what actually was the sandwich? Because I couldn't tell from the photo. Was that like chicken salad? Like, what was that?
There was three options were chicken salad, ham, or turkey. I'll be honest, man. I had the turkey one, and it wasn't great, but it wasn't awful. I mean, it's the same. If anybody in the media could tell you, you get those boxed lunches when you're covering some major events around the country, right? Whatever sporting event, you get those boxed lunches. And, yeah, they're not great, but they're not terrible. That one picture that was out there, though, I'm glad I just didn't get the ham sandwich, because I think that was the ham sandwich in that photo, and did not look good. So I'm glad I made the right choice with turkey.
Stefano, I know you toured the bubble yesterday. You mentioned it at the Disney Swan and Dolphins Resort. By the way, you can see Stefano's reporting of his tour on his Twitter account at Fusaro ESPN. First of all, what stood out to you as you toured? I saw some interesting setups for the players to be working out. They're basically working out in ballrooms. But I don't know if you saw DeMar DeRozan of the Spurs. He kind of was mocking the ping pong rules, that they can't do doubles ping pong, and he thought it was ridiculous or whatever. Like, are there any rules that you've read so far for the MLS's back tournament that you kind of scratch your head at and you're like, all right, come on?
I mean, look, they're doing their best, and I got to credit them. They're trying their best to keep everyone at a proper distance. But I mean, you got these athletes with a lot of free time on their hands after training, and it's tough, right? So I'm looking out my window right now in my hotel room, and I can see all over the property different games set up. There's a soccer pool set up, a soccer table tennis set up, a cornhole, different things. No doubles for any of that. It has to be one-on-one for everything. So that was kind of interesting. But, again, I understand it. I can't really say I'm scratching my head, because they're trying as best as they can to keep it as safe as possible, right? So it is kind of funny to see that and see those signs that are up there, singles games only, and please sanitize all the equipment when you're done. And they have set up little sanitizing stations for all the equipment. So, look, yeah, it's interesting to see, but I won't say I scratch my head, because I give them props. They're at least trying their best to keep this as contained as possible.
Do you know if people were allowed, or the players were allowed, to bring their own, like, gaming systems, PlayStations, to play FIFA? Because, you know, like, they're going to want to play FIFA, and I don't know how sanitary it is for everybody to be sharing the same controllers.
So not only did the players bring their gaming consoles, but certain reporters also brought their
games. Yes! Good move, Stefano.
Absolutely. So it's funny, right? Because, yeah, a lot of them talk about FIFA, but I, again, in this last interview I just did a few minutes ago with two Minnesota United players, both of them mentioned Warzone, Call of Duty, which I'm also a big fan of.
That's fair.
I mean, that's what they're doing. I think a lot of them were like, hey, after training, we don't really want to be outside in 90-degree heat. So they're coming inside and said, yeah, we're playing some Warzone. That's what we're doing. And I think there's going to be actually a players tournament, a Warzone players tournament inside the bubble. I'm trying to infiltrate that. So I'll keep you guys posted.
Yeah, just make sure you do the update, because it seems like there's a new update that takes up more space every single day. I spent 8 hours updating my PlayStation yesterday. It's so ridiculous.
It was like, it's like 170 gig. It's ridiculous, but I'll take it. It's a great game.
I only have FIFA and Warzone on my PlayStation now, because I just don't have space for anything else. It's getting ridiculous with these updates.
Yeah, absolutely. Same thing. All I got is FIFA and Warzone. That's all we got. So I'm definitely, that's my downtime too.
Stefano Fusaro from ESPN is with us here on Hawk and Crowder. So I think I could speak for Solana when I say we're both really excited to see what Inter Miami can do in this tournament. What's your outlook? I mean, I love the way the squad is constructed. Obviously, we've only seen them play twice, and it was a very, very long time ago. You know, what do you make of their group, Group A, and kind of what are you expecting from Inter in this tournament?
Well, they're in the best. They're in the most fun group. That's for sure. It's going to be. All the games are going to be interesting. Eastern Conference opponents, obviously, starting off against Orlando will be fun. I was on Taylor Twellman's show the other day, and what I said is, from the entire field, I expect rust. And, I expect rust from Inter-Miami as well. You saw it in some of the European leagues, right? In England and Germany, saw some rust to kind of get started. And I expect to see the same thing from Miami. But I will say this, in a tournament like this, it's really about who's hot at the right time. And if they can get out to a good start against Orlando, there's already a lot of, on social media, believe it or not, when I was posting Inter-Miami videos of Inter-Miami arriving, I already got a ton of Orlando City fans showing the hate. So I expect all the Inter-Miami fans, all my hometown boys, all you guys over there, I expect you to get on that social media and respond back and do what you do best. But if Miami does get off to a good start against a team like Orlando, I think it could really propel them and give them that momentum to move forward. In a tournament like this, where every game is extremely important, I do believe that any team can win this, any team, especially after two games, and we really haven't seen a whole lot. And a lot of these players, the ones who didn't make the playoffs last year, they haven't played. They've been out of the field for five of the last 7 months.
Right.
So, there's going to be rust. And because of that, I really feel any team has a shot to win.
So, Stefano, you mentioned Orlando City fans kind of talking a little smack. And here on the Hawk and Crowder Show, Dono and I especially, we've been hyping up this Inter-Miami-Orlando rivalry. And I know there is no rivalry. Like, we know that they haven't even faced each other yet. Like, Inter has only played two games. There is no true rivalry. But do you sense that, like, the players are going into this kind of with the mindset of a Sunshine State rivalry? Like, even though it doesn't – we're clear, it doesn't exist. I think the fan base is desperate for a rivalry regardless. Like, can we see – you think we'll see some red cards, some aggressive play at the start with the idea that this is the battle for Florida?
Yeah. I mean, look, I feel like if there's anything in this type – again, in this type of environment, if there's anything to motivate them, I think that they will take it. I know for a fact that – I will say I know for a fact. I would be shocked if Diego Alonso doesn't use that, head coach of Inter-Miami doesn't use that as motivation for his guys.
Right.
I mean, the social media talks out there, so people are already seeing that. Players are seeing that as well, let's be real. But, yeah, man, I mean, I do expect there to be maybe a little bit of fireworks. It's the first game back, so I think they're trying to get their feet under them. But I'd say this, the first hard challenge or first big tackle – I would expect there to be just a little bit of animosity with that other team. So it'd be fun. I mean, look, that's what we all want to see, right? We want to see this rivalry. We want to see it bud into something where, I don't want to use the word hate, but at least a very strong dislike for one another.
No,
I think
no,
that'd be
go
fun.
Ahead. Go ahead. Use hate. Use hate. Because we've been hating on Orlando City, man. Use hate.
I love it. I love it.
So, Stefano, I agree with you when you said that there's not, a clear favorite in this tournament, that it's somewhat wide open. But if you had to pick a favorite, and maybe a favorite and a co-favorite, who would you go with?
It's tough, but I would say, and this might shock some people, maybe some casual fans, but I do think NYCFC has a very under-the-radar, solid team. They have a brand-new coach that they've responded to well, by all accounts. I would say put them up there as well. And from the Western Conference, I would immediately have said LAFC. But there's a very, very big chance that Carlos Vela most likely is not going to be here. I guess I'm going to have to go with Seattle. They got the experience. They are the defending champions. And I do expect them to come strong in this tournament.
Tremendous stuff, and everyone needs to be following Stefano. If you're a soccer fan, an MLS fan, he is the guy with the inside scoop on everything going on in the Orlando bubble. He's at Fusaro ESPN. Stefano, can't thank you enough, my man, and enjoy the PlayStation.
Absolutely. That I will do. I promise you that. Take care,
awesome
guys. Thanks for having me
there.
On.
Good stuff, man, and great info. Great info. A lot to unpack from that.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.